This recording, Scotland 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I was born and brought up in the Orkney Islands here, off just off the north coast of Scotland. And some almost 50 years ago, I suppose. And I was born into a farming family. And I got off to college at Aberdeen and I studied agriculture. And I was lucky enough to come back and get a job here with what is now the local college then. And I work for Orkney College. And we've sort of moved, we've diversified out of just agriculture, and I'm new into computing and tourism, and it's quite a big college now. I've been working for them for about 22 years, and you can say we're now just a big further education and higher education college in Orkney. But apart from that, I still live on a farm, and still sort of farm part-time I'll know this week. Orkney's just it's a collection of about 70 islands, and about 16 or 17 of them are inhabited, but most of the folk live on what we call the mainland. When the folk in Orkney speak about the mainland, we're meaning the mainland of Orkney, and not the mainland of Scotland. We would tend to look up the term the mainland of Scotland, or anything in that kind of general direction, is just termed as south. Orkney's still, you can, agriculture still plays a very important part in our economy, but so does the oil. There's an oil terminal on the islands, which takes in a lot of money. So also things like a tourism and jewelry manufacturer, and there's a couple of distilleries and a brewery, and it's quite a busy place, Orkney, and it's the economy is really quite good. Populations in total is about 20,000. Between 7,000 and 8,000 of that is the main town of Kirkwall. And there's another sort of smaller town called Stromness, which is a couple of thousand folk, and the rest of the population is sort of spread through the country areas and the smaller islands. I suppose my dialect would say it was average. But I suppose the younger generation would likely say that I spoke maybe a slightly broader form of dialect than most of the younger population would do nowadays. As compared with the dialect of 100 years ago, mine wouldn't be that desperately different, I suppose, other than there would be, at that time, a sort of universal use of the and thou instead of you, than you can in dialect. That's, I mean, folks still does that, but I said 100 years ago it would have been sort of universal.